You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. This segment brought to you by Amplify, Bellin Sports Medicine. Mark Hewson in the house. Todd, we have a very special guest talking about something very big going on right now.
And we do. I'll take this. Last night, I think the word Supervisor Evans used was epic. A vote last night to relocate the coal piles here in Green Bay. They've been there for 120 years. I think we've been fighting to move them for the last 60 years. And it happened last night. Supervisor Evans, welcome.
Well, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to come on the show. And Mark, I'm sorry we're going to reduce the injuries for you guys with skiing Green Bay, but you'll have to find somebody else to come and
Pat, this is big news, so you guys definitely take this time.
Yeah. Thanks. So, Pat, what did you think last night? Were you expecting a unanimous vote? I kind of liked what you just said. You know what Pat said? I was going to take 20 seconds. He goes, if you don't vote for this, you're probably not going to get reelected. And he took a little pushback. But anyway, I thought that was funny.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't anticipating there was four supervisors that I was worried that weren't going to support it. And then it came down to, I talked to a couple of my friends, maybe we get it. But that's where I decided to make that push on. And, Mayor, you've seen this in politics. People can do great work and for many years, and one vote gets them pushed out of office. And you remember former alderman supervisor Dan Hafes, and that happened to Dan on a vote years ago. And I remember him telling me, I'm talking to this guy and blah, 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 but, whatever. So, that can happen. So I just pressed that. But it was a great vote, historic. You'll remember, we've been working on this. When you first came into office as mayor, remember we were meeting with C. Rice. We had the Kelso administration, and we thought things were going to go. And then the one day she decides, no, I'm not even going to the meeting, and blows it out of the water. So
some setbacks.
This has been going on for 20 years.
Pat, what was it, though? I mean, this thing was, you kind of looked at it 3 weeks ago. We felt really good, and it's like, we got to put this on hold. And everybody's like, come on, you guys. What moved it last night? Or what? Was it? Because you didn't give us the deal. I mean, you guys went into closed session, kicked us out, negotiated a little bit or talked a little bit more, and then came back in and took the vote.
Well, really, what happens there? This is what happens when these are big negotiations. It's not like people just get together and you've known this for over the years that you just sit down and an hour later you come to a deal. Really, it was that. C. Rice upped the money. They went to $350,000 versus the $100,000.
Okay.
They're going to be able to swap. Really, what they're doing is people think that the coal is going to go to the Pulliam site. It's not. It's going to go to the Fox River Terminal, where they have salt already, and they're just flipping it because it's going to work easier for them to put the coal piles where the salt was and then move the salt to the area that we're going to develop. They got 16 acres, where before they were about 14.
Okay.
It's a 60-year lease. They wanted 100, but, people on the county, some of the county board members only wanted, 25. And so
some give and take.
It was a good give and take. Yeah. And then the only thing I still have, a little trepidation about is, and I said this in closed session, is that, but I mean, I guess both parties agreed to it, was to have a September 15th, deadline to execute the entire lease.
Right.
I mean, I said, could we push that out? But if everybody's agreeing to it, I mean, everything is basically set in stone. It's just getting the whole lease agreement done because, we have to build out that site. The people need to know that are listening, it's that the coal piles aren't going to be gone next month.
Right. What, 3 years?
They're going to be there for another probably a year to 2 years. Because they're just going to, use them down, and there could be anywhere between 12 to 18 months of coal at that site as it is. We need time to develop a port. I mean, we got to put in a port, a out there. I mean, to build a whole port wall and everything, and then we, you know, we're looking at some rail as well. So it's going to rail. Let me say rail, of course. So there's some work that's going to be done, and yep. It's going to take some time.
But it's going to happen. That's what happened last night. It's going to happen. I heard 2 years, maybe even up to 3 years. It's going to be relocated. And then the development's got to start. So this is a long process, but it's happening. I mean, it's like acquiring something. At least you got it. Now you got to work out the details. So I just want to congratulate you. You've been on the county board, what, 22 years?
Yeah. Yeah, 22 years. So. And I haven't missed a meeting yet. So
I've missed awesome.
Some,
all right.
I've missed some committee meetings, but I haven't missed that. But, you know, I'm just real happy with the way that we were able to move forward. I appreciate you and Mayor Jaden being there. Not taking a shot at anybody, but, you know, it was interesting to see all the different state representatives.
Oh, they all showed up.
There for that. Oh, and then they're going to tell us, oh, yeah, you guys got to work together and come to agreement. This is so great. I'm like, no, you guys go back to your place in Madison and you guys start working together and figure things out.
But that was great last night. And you mentioned the word epic. So just thanks for what you're doing. We look forward to the next 2-3 years to get these things relocated. And all right, have a good weekend, too. Thanks you for joining us, Pat. Pat Evans, Brown County Board.
You all have a great day.
All right. Brown County Board Supervisor was instrumental in getting these things relocated. So, isn't that great?
It's great news.
I mean,
great news.
Like, about time news.
Yeah.
I think everybody feels that way. Like, about time, right? So we've been driving and seeing those things.
It's
prime property. Like I was saying, I was involved with a group to try to bring that baseball stadium here to Green Bay at the Shipyard District. Because people don't see. I mean, that spot, looking over that river, we've got a nice landscape to look at now. And it's not like high rises or whatever it is, but it's a nice horizon. But you almost have to be on the water to see it when you're going down Broadway. There's prime property on that river, on that east side of the, or west side of the river, that, man, and potential is huge.
We talk about Amplify and how, you know, healthcare, how it's growing. That will spur growth on the west side of Green Bay.
Not just
that 35 acres. You go further west, that's going to be
and
great.
And it needs it, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, it needs it bad. That some of that housing needs to be upgraded. There's just years and years of opportunity out there.
Yeah, now it's just, people have to be patient. It's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
But it's... that's a huge vote coming forward for the community.
Yeah. So Mark Houston, Amplify Bellin Health, Sports Medicine. We were just talking, Lisa Hale had a good thing on her whole WISCO week, or not her entire, but one of the main themes is safety in the summer. And we were talking about an emergency room doctor I talked to one time, or actually I read about it, you know, and he had a top 10 things. The only things I can remember about was about his daughters or his kids. It's like, you don't drive a motorcycle until you absolutely know what you're doing and you're whatever, and you do every safety thing. When you ride a bike, you got to be bright. You got to wear the brightest clothes possible or have a light or whatever. You never dive into water that's not at least like twice as deep as you are head first. Those are just some of the things. What about for yourselves, Mark? And another thing she talked about was young kids. Even young kids can get dehydrated. I mean, you know, I was watching a thing last night. It's an amazing thing. I can't think of the name of it. It's a documentary on soldiers in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And they were walking across the desert, kind of, and they were taking fire. And everybody had to run to this one thing. And there's where's so-and-so? Where's so-and-so? And they saw him laying down. Like, you know, and it's like, oh, my God, he must have been hit. They went out there. Well, he had passed out. Mm-hmm. He said, all of a sudden, things start turning. I just passed out. And so, I mean, it can have most well-trained people don't understand once that hits. It's a scary situation, isn't it, Mark, in the heat?
And think about it here. You know, and we just talked about it. I think when you were gone, heat, when it gets warm, we're not used to it. So you just got to be, you know, you got to get used to it. You got, you
acclimate,
know, clothing.
Yourself,
yeah, acclimate. I mean, it's one of those things, though, you just don't figure it out. So when you go overseas where it's warmer over there and the sun's just baking down, you know, it takes a time. So it is. I mean, but it's, you know what a lot of this is? School's out, summer begins.
Yeah.
People are more active. I think I heard you guys on the radio talking about, you know, when you're driving, more kids are out.
Boom.
You know, and so it's, you know, everyone's just out. Everyone's out doing more activity. So when we talk about safety, it could be just, are you being seen? Are you doing something safe? You know, we always see injuries go up at this point. You know, kids are out of school. They're on, you know, monkey bars. They're on trampolines and different things happen. You hope that these things don't happen, but hey, how can you prevent them?
You know, it's kind of weird though. I've noticed this last weekend with my granddaughters. When it was my kids, it's like, whatever. Yeah, your guys are fine. But when it's your granddaughters, stop running. Get away from here. You know what I mean? It's like nervous around them.
But like a driver's ed teacher said, that was what? When we get a license 50 years ago. Is it, where there's a ball, there's a kid. You know? Yep. You just, kids are out. And you know, they're playing and they're excited, and they should be excited. They're out of school.
But I also talk about this of, you know, I was building a deck the last couple weekends. My wife telling me, hey, are you putting on your sunscreen?
Yeah.
You know, as simple as, and I'll admit, I was one of those guys who have done woodworking and not putting on glasses. And then you saw something. All it takes is one little piece kick up and catch you in the eye, your mouth, or face. Yeah. So it's one of those things. Put on your glasses. Put on your hearing protection. I mean, there's things that you can do. Think about how many times I probably went to a concert where now you can get those little foam, put them in your ears. You still can hear the concert, but it helps your hearing.
I was doing right before Dominic's graduation from high school, we're getting the party ready, and I forget what it was. I needed this metal corner piece for something, a plant or whatever. Okay. So it's like, I'll just do it super quick. So I just grabbed it and I cut it and I just grinded it a little bit. Didn't put on the safety glasses because it could be one small thing. A piece of metal came up and it hit me right here. Okay, there might still be a scar. If that had been, an eighth of an inch, I could have lost my eye.
Yeah.
In that quick of a thing. Yeah. It's like, this could take 10 seconds, and that piece hit me like a BB gun right there.
But that guy, the doctor, put out the top 10 things you got to do for safety in the summer. Wearing a helmet's got to be way up there, way, way up there. Oh. For not just biking, but for skateboarding, for rollerblading. That's not the most popular thing anymore, but I mean, just... a helmet, and there's some cool looking helmets. You just got to have your kid pick up whatever one they want.
Yeah, I think color. And I'll, you know, make stickers.
They can put names on them if they want.
Exactly. I mean, but it's, you know, I heard you talking about the Flukies. They're gonna preach this, but it's like, think of how many times that, Tracy was, they were hit, you know, and if you did not have the helmet on, you know, how that could have affected you. So it split second.
Right.
So many, you know, you're just talking about cutting something. You're going to do something real quick. You don't think it's going to happen. And then bam. So, yeah, it's one of those things. Guess what? You have to kind of think ahead.
And the other thing is drowning. We had somebody on the show a couple times talking about that. And, you know, life preservers, they're cheap. They're just, they're comfortable. It's just like,
sometimes
come on.
I think it's just being aware.
Or the auxiliary.
Right.
Oh, Coast Guard auxiliary.
Sometimes it's just being aware.
Right.
You know, like we love going over Two Rivers, Neshota Beach. It may be one of the best beaches, maybe in the Midwest.
No question.
It's one of the most hidden gems.
Absolutely.
But if it's cold, you know, you go over there June, July, it could still be a little cold. Or if the waves start to come in, it's kind of like, hey.
We were there, Jim, I think it was last summer I told you, or the summer before, we were there, and it started getting kind of nasty with the waves, and we saw a bunch of kids. It's like, boy, they seem a little further out. Yep. And one of the kids drowned.
Oh,
do you remember that? It was a year ago or 2 years ago.
See, the further you get out, the further the water's taken out, you don't know that. Right.
I got nervous watching
that. And it happens. It can happen so quick.
Yep. Yeah.
So I think it's one of those things you have to be aware. You have to be aware of your other friends, people you're with, and just sometimes speak up and say, hey, maybe we need to head back in.
Yeah.
Or, hey, is that what's going on? So it's I think that's, you know, when you guys, you know, talk about summer kicking off, and it's just being aware and probably just thinking ahead. So, you know, again, go back to sunscreen. My wife says, did you apply it? Sure. Did you apply it again, you know, at lunchtime or this afternoon? Nope.
Well, my dermatologist asked me, like, what kind of sunscreen do you use? And I told myself, I'm going to be completely honest, I've never used sunscreen one time in my entire life. Yeah. I've used baby oil. I've used Hawaiian Tropic. I've used whatever. And I've never used sunscreen.
Yeah. John, my dad drove a concrete truck for 30 plus years. And I would say.
Did he have his arm out the window? Because that's one of the leading causes of skin cancer drivers.
Bucket hat was probably his biggest thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You just got to take care of yourself.
Mark Houston, Amplify, Bell and Sports Medicine. Stay with us, brother.
Right.
By the way, shameless plug coming up. Do I have time real quick here, Todd? 10 seconds. We'll deal with the Miracle League of Green Bay. Starts tomorrow. We'll talk about that.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
On the summer.
All right, time to do it. Time for the Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. With all the details, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings, a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation.
All right, now this hour's keyword is warm. W-A-R-M, warm. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use a text button to send the keyword warm for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
This hour, you're playing for $100 cash, and that keyword again is warm. You got until the end of the hour to play along with Mino and the mayor, and they need your
Yeah, we need your support. Come on. Think about it.
Yeah, we're here early.
Every day what Come we on, do for you people, it's unbelievable. How much thanks do we get? None. Do we want
we'll
thanks?
Today,
no, we don't. We do
today.
It for you.
Today's the day.
Yeah, somebody just texted in the word warn, W-O-R-N. So you, you double check that warm, W-A-R-M.
Warm. Warm. Once again, shameless plug here for our man, Todd. Miracle League of Green Bay starts tomorrow at Alloy Optimist Park. It's a beautiful facility right on Libel. Would that be Libel or Baird at that part, I guess?
Baird. Right? Well, I guess it switches over there.
Yeah, it does. But, runs through June and July. 215 players on 16 different teams. It's the 19th season of the Miracle League. Provides kids with mental or physical challenges an opportunity to play baseball. Stop by anytime. Todd of Green Bay. Folks, I know Manitowoc has one and different places. It is one of the greatest athletic type of things that has come up over the last 20 years in this community.
Yeah, and they got a great concession stand there. And it's just,
the kids
are
in uniforms.
Right. Yeah, it's awesome.
And I think, Jim, you hit it, or John, you said it's in multiple communities too.
Yeah. Right.
That's what's great. You probably barely drive 10, 15 miles and just take your kids out, take your families out. Support that group.
Absolutely.
I don't mean to laugh. I was doing a story one time when Manitowoc was putting a really great friend of mine was very instrumental in getting it built and everything, doing fundraisers. So I went down and did a story on it. I said, could you have a couple of the kids? You know, I'm like, sure. And he goes, well, I've got this one kid who's really good, you know, like infielder and stuff. And he was hitting, and I was right behind, like right above shooting over his head. And the guy hit a little bit of a harder one that he did, and it took one of those hops. And the kid ducked and hit my camera and knocked the lens right out of the camera. I said, what do you think? I'm crazy or something? I'm not getting in front of that. It was the coolest. And we used that for a promo for years, the ball hitting the camera and knocking it off.
So, Mark, Amplify Bellin. The Bellin's coming up, or the Bellin Amplify, whatever you're calling it. The Run.
Yeah, it's called the Bellin Run.
It is.
Still will continue to be called the Bellin Run.
10,000 at least people are going to join that thing, and June 14th.
Yeah, a week from Saturday. So it's coming quick. It's usually we say it's kickoff summer. There's so many things, but there's a lot of things already going on. You know, kids are out of school. And I'll tell you what, that's another great support of Kids for Running program in that run. You know, there's a lot of kids that will come, you know, the school's done, but they'll come back out this next week and they'll run the 5Ks, 10K, depending. Most of those kids run 10K, 6.2 miles.
Yep. That's awesome, man.
And a lot of people walk that too, which I think is very cool.
Yeah, walk it. There's a 5K now. You know, I think there's, you know, it's not like everyone's doing marathons. And it takes a lot of commitment. So come out and do, you know, you can walk or run 5K.
And Friday night before the spaghetti dinner, and that's a community event. I mean, that's not an individual event where I think people do, you get timed, you got this.
It's a big social event.
It is.
Yep.
You got music
after. A great setting in the park.
Oh, yeah.
And you can, music and there's activities and there's, come out and see the elite runners and get autographs and, I haven't seen the list of who's all coming in, but
I'll be honest. I've never run it or walked it, but I have been there in spirit by carbo loading to show my support.
John's Bellin Run is always the Friday night before.
I do want to say though, you talked about getting hard. Runners are pretty friendly people. You know, sometimes people get a little standoffish, but runners don't. I mean, those guys will take pictures with your kids. They'll sign it.
Come up and ask. Yeah,
they're great.
More than willing. To autograph and talk and.
That's a fun event. I just done that for years.
You know, it's funny. I remember one time for NBC 26, we televised the Bellin. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my day was, I did that and then went out and worked the Jerry Perrins event afterwards. That was a long day. And that's coming up, Dave, that's coming up Saturday, correct? The Jerry Perrins ride for cancer. What a great thing Jerry's done over the years, huh?
Yeah. It's, again, just giving back to your community,
right.
Supporting it, you know, and heck, I've told people for that Jerry Perrins run of, or ride is if you don't have a motorcycle, you can still go to the side of the road, find out where that, you know, the road is, and
it's fun.
Watch them go by.
Sunday, June 8th.
Right.
Sunday, Jerry Perry.
Okay.
And the Bellin is Saturday.
Nope. Bellin is the 14th.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a week. Okay. But there was one weekend where it was both the exact same day.
Used to be the same day.
But. Yeah.
What's cool about...
Pay no attention to what I say factually.
Thank you.
This is factual. The Bellin on the 14th, and on the 15th is Father's Day.
Yep.
And there's that big event at the... at the baseball thing for Feed My Starving Children.
The Rockers.
So, that's right, with Vanessa. Right. And there's just a lot to do. You got to look a little bit, but... And so much of the stuff we do here in Green Bay, we were talking about that yesterday, is family-focused. It's not date night. I mean, it's great. There's a lot of that, too. But, I mean, it's just there's things that the kids can go with you.
Family-focused, but either no cost or very little cost.
Right.
You know, I think that's the other thing. Yeah. It's not going to cost you a ton to do. We just named a whole bunch of things. It's very little cost to no cost.
Right.
That's you're good at driving by yourself.
You know what?
Do you ever go to a buffet by yourself?
I've done both. I've done that. I can't say I've gone to a drive-in, but I heard that. Yes. Everyone should go through a drive-in. And there's a whole bunch of them in this area.
I know.
Freedom, Chilton, one up in Dorchester.
Chilton was the one I was trying to think of. But you wouldn't go by yourself.
No, I don't think so.
No, that would be...
Somebody texted in, though. That one was on the corner. Do you still have that text, Tom?
Yeah, the one on Velp and
about
military.
Where it was? Velp and because we'd come down for that one Packer game we were allowed to come down to, and you'd see that, and it's like, oh, is that huge?
I got to find it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you know what, though? Yeah, if I went by myself, I'd be checking that back seat, make sure that those kids aren't in their back seat.
No, let me tell you something. When I went by myself, that back seat was lonesome. Just being honest.
Oh, right. You know, again, now, cost you something to go to a drive-in. Do it once.
No question.
You know, we laugh. My anniversary's coming up, and we always go up to Door County, and we see that drive-in, and it's just, it's never worked out. But I think if you're up there for a week, yeah, to do it. But around here... Feel the Scenes is down in Freedom.
That's right. It's really cool.
They used to have two projectors. I don't know if they still do, but
great concession stand there. Yeah. Great concession stand. It was Valley Drive-In, Velp Avenue. You could sneak in under the fence. Who is that?
Patty.
Criminal.
Patty.
Way to go, Patty.
But where's your car?
Wow. Patty, I bet you smoked across the street with school, too.
How do you listen to
you're
it,
one
though?
Of those girls. We're going to send a quick break.
Summer.
All right, time to text to win with the Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. Jim Schmidt, John Mino.
Hey, thank you very much. It is Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you in one of our grand prize drawings of Wisconsin Dells Area Vacation or Door County Vacation.
All right, so this hour's keyword is warm. W-A-R-M, warm. Just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword warm for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
This hour, it's $100 you could win in the statewide contest. Again, the keyword is warm. Get the app and text it in to win. Good luck from Jim and John Mino and the mayor.
Hey, once again, today is the 81st anniversary of D-Day. Right now, this was taking place in Normandy. And I want to read the excerpts of an interview I did with another local gentleman who was heavily involved on this day. I was 29 years old and had a baby at home. We'd been told that they weren't going to draft married guys with kids. I probably could have gotten out, but like everybody else I knew, I thought, what the heck? I might as well go in and do my duty. After a while, I wondered why I was so foolish. I was in an anti-tank unit at Fort Bragg when one night they burst through the door and told us we're now in the 82nd Airborne. I could have fallen through the floor. Airborne? Well, they put us in a glider unit. Our gliders were made of aluminum. Thank God they weren't like the plywood ones. Thank God I don't know how those guys survived. They all seemed to burst apart as soon as they landed. All I remember on the trip over was the flak. That's all you could see. I swear it felt like you could walk on it. I can't believe we didn't get knocked down. I still don't know how in the devil we got over in one piece. I don't know how they missed us. I consider myself a lucky guy. That's all it was. Pure luck. The landing was pretty rough. There was a lot of stuff set up to bust up the gliders. Stuff nobody knew about. A lot of gliders got clobbered by the hedgerows and whole squads were wiped out. We lost our first guy right after we landed. It was one of our young guys, one of those guys who never complained about anything. A shell hit near him and tore his back wide open. That was hard for all of us. A lot of people talk about how tough the gliders had it. But you know, I still think we had it a damn sight easier than the guys landing on the beach. Those guys were in the water. They caught hell. Those poor guys, they paid the price. Dennis Nagin, 87 Airborne Glider Unit, Kakana.
Well,
there you go. We're talking about Cowboy Dave here, and his dad was in the unit there and the gliders, and a lot of those were built in the UP. And Mark, I know the respect you have for all of our veterans, and once again, 81. You know, the thing is, too, it's like, you know, those were guys that grew up around
Boy,
us.
How are you doing today?
But, oh, what? Somebody just, what the heck's, what, Todd, what in the world is going on here? I thought we didn't have our musical guest for another hour. Who is this guy? Why is he here?
Take your time. Thank you, Kevin Van Ness. You are just one of my favorites. So.
Who's the guy you dragged in with you there, Kevin?
I gave him, Johnny. You forgot.
One job.
Official donuts.
All right.
It is donut day.
These are donuts.
Wow, Uncle Mike, now we're talking to you.
Look at these.
We're good to go here.
Happy
Uncle Mike.
To the mayor.
All right. Well, thank you. Kevin, and we're going to be seeing you. We've been promoting that Jack and
Square. Have him sit down right there. There's a couple of microphones. Come on over.
Big Daddy?
Hey, guys.
Big Daddy.
And we got a couple things going on.
Yeah, let's hear about what you got going on. I'm just getting older.
We've got Jackson Square is going to be a fun one because there's a lot of events at night and all over the place.
But in honor of Jim's birthday?
In honor of Jim's birthday. But thank you, John. We're in discussion, and I think you had downtown Green Bay in here a few days ago.
We did.
We said, what do you have during the day that people would like to just come and get a sandwich or something? During the lunchtime, or some of the seniors that are a little more intimidated coming down at night and parking in the mall and stuff like that. And I mean, where the old parking ramps were. And so we said, maybe we should do one. So we're actually teamed up with downtown Green Bay on the 26th.
Yeah.
And they're moving into Jackson Square.
Which is where they used
you
to be.
You probably remember that mirror where sure the old ones used to be with the Y and the churches.
Was not happy when that moved. So that's great that that's coming back.
So they're going to have food trucks and ice cream trucks. Yep. And we're playing a 2-hour concert from 11-1, free for all ages. Come and have lunch. Bring your mom, folks out, seniors. It's just a great
super
bonding.
Walkable. It's just, yeah, that's going to be great.
And then this coming week, I got partner in crime here.
Yes.
Danny D. What's up?
Hey. He's got a fabulous rock and roll show that I'm playing in.
Yeah.
And Daddy can kind of talk about that.
Okay, may I just say something first? Did you have a show last night?
We did not have a show last night.
Did you have a party or something you had to go to? Or?
Yeah. Why is that?
Look at his shirt.
Is it got stuff on? Oh, it's inside out. That's hilarious.
You know, oh my Wait gosh, my wife Rhino. Is going to kill Isn't me. That, my what? Wife is going
to
kill
you
me.
You thought you to talk did, to the town or something.
What? Dad, did you oversleep? Did
can
you
I,
over, okay, yeah.
Can Wait, I just
Todd
tell
has,
you?
Todd has something
oh
like
my
to
gosh.
Say.
Well, here's
oh God,
the thing.
That's a,
of all the people to point somebody else's faults
right.
out, you know, Mino.
You know,
you know what the old saying from the movie Clerks?
You're flapping
I hope it feels good. There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others.
Okay.
Mino, that's kind of like when I played in New Orleans and you get done at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I'm saying.
Full disclosure, I got to be honest, I haven't had a drink in 13 years.
Yeah, I know, okay.
So
I
don't want anybody to start right? thinking I'm you know, hitting
Are
the
you
sauce.
Are you still sniffing glue, though, or no?
Well, never. Never.
Nice.
I got a gasoline habit I lean on, yeah. but
come clean. The shirt's dirty. That's okay.
No, no let me tell you. So I got up this morning, and my dear bride was asleep. I didn't want to wake her up, so I grabbed the shirt
honey,
that I had laid
I
out. Yeah. I put it on, and then I got here. I cannot believe my shirt's
okay.
inside
You
got to
get the graminals, whatever that's called.
Oh, my
the
gosh. How embarrassing.
All right.
Sorry, buddy.
Anyway, so what do you got going on besides Inside Out shirts?
Okay, yeah, that's the name of the band.
That is a good name of a band.
No, it's the Vibra Slaps
okay,
in right. the Inside Outs. Okay, we got Old Time Rock and Roll at the Riverside Ballroom.
That's your Love favorite place, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Now, why not?
I tell you, we do shows at the Old... At Riverside, and we'll do some at the Automobile Gallery, too. We enjoyed those.
Those are great venues.
They are.
This one here is at the Riverside Ballroom. It's music of the 60s and 70s. It runs June 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. We have a matinee on the 12th, but that's sold out. So we've got some great tickets available for the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can go on daddydys.com, D-A-D-D-Y-D-S.com, or call 920-371-2250. Give me a little time because I'll need to change my shirt.
Yeah.
Order today to get a free shirt.
Yeah. Hey, that's some good research for the show. How many people will mention that to him?
Right.
You know what? Yeah. If you call in and you mention my Inside Out shirt, I'll save you the sales tax. How does that sound? 5.5% here
discount
in Green Bay.
We'll
and you know Shelly's going to kill you when you get home, right?
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, and listen, here's the kind of music we're doing. If something you dig, come on down and check it out. We're doing the Four Seasons, Walk Like a Man, In His Kiss, Runaway, some Beatles, When I'm 64, Hey Jude, I Fought the Law, The Wall One, Aquarius, Give Me Some Lovin', Staying Alive, Dancing Queen, Little Elvis, Can't Help Falling in Love with You. I got the music in me. You lost that love and feeling.
This all sounds awesome.
I mean, come on.
We know them all.
I'm doing a feature with Chuck Mangione. Yeah. Feels So Good on soprano sax.
Yeah, Kevin, that's a great part of the show.
Sent Todd a little sample that. Maybe they'll play that later.
By the way, we've got a text here I need to read from one of our listeners. Oh, my. I cannot let him out of the house on his own. LOL. Good morning, everybody. Happy birthday, Jim. Shelley.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
Come on now.
Yeah, we're going to probably remember this. Not because it's my birthday.
Let's never mention it again.
From now on, when I come in, I'm wearing my shirt inside out. I'm just going to.
Oh, man. You guys have fun. I mean, I will say that.
I love that lineup of songs.
And you love what you're doing. That's what I really enjoy about your show. And Kevin, this is your
busy time. We just played this week. It was a lot of fun. We played with the car club, the Dementia Curative over on the west side.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Yep.
All the cars came, and then we did a half an hour concert, and the place went wild.
Yeah. Usually does when you get up on the table.
Yeah. That's true. Usually does. Yeah, we get the bead tossing and the umbrellas going. It's wild. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, too, sticking with the theme of today as well, we always pay tribute to our veterans. We acknowledge them.
And
you
do.
Every show that we do.
Well, you are one.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I served in the Army.
Absolutely.
And so this show, we're going to do the battle. We do the battle hymn, a traditional battle hymn, and then we wrap that into a medley with Elvis Trilogy.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's a big, big, powerful ending to the show. So we appreciate you, veterans. You know, and we do give a veterans discount.
I just want to say a quick thing. When I was graduating from high school, my class was the first one that didn't have to register for the draft since before World War I. Wow. Okay? And the politicians were going crazy. It's like, my God, we're vulnerable. Everybody's going to attack us. We got a draft. And all these young kids like yourself said, you know what? We got this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys put together an incredible military force, the greatest military force in the nation or in the world just by volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Well, my MOS, I signed up. I was going to be in broadcasting. I was going to do television. I was going to be a military reporter. I got to Milwaukee, the MEP Center. And this weasel of a recruiter guy goes, wouldn't your parents be more proud?
Oh, my God.
If they had an engineer in their family?
Go out and find landmines.
He signed me up as a 12 Bravo, switched my MOS on me, and I was out there like Bugs Bunny.
Looking for booby traps.
Dud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Thanks for
God
doing
bless
that.
You. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Kevin, your busy summer. I mean, you must feel good.
Next week, we're at the farmer's market with the band. Then we're up in Ephraim on Monday, and then just keeps going on. And Wednesday, we're in Seymour.
You do a lot, but it's the community's doing more. And I think that speaks well for Green Bay. I mean, Big Daddy D, but there's just more events and smaller events, but more music in this community. And we need that.
Oh, it's all over, Jim. We played after we played that. We went over to the Bellevue Senior Living.
Yeah,
you couldn't get in the place.
Yeah,
it was just wild. We played their happy hour. It's like evergreen.
They do have happy hour there. They do. That place is
awesome.
It's
like a cruise ship. It's just fabulous.
That's cool, man.
Thanks for sharing your talent, you guys. I mean, this is what...
And for sticking with downtown Green Bay-ish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
both
I mean,
you guys.
You walk into a place like the Riverside Ballroom, and there's nostalgia there.
No question.
There's neat architecture. You know, even once again, we don't have a show. We have a show coming up in October at the Automobile Gallery. But the aesthetic to go in and have other things to look at while you're there, to do a a 50s and 60s show and have the 50s and 60s cars around you. Yeah. It was really cool. And Green Bay's music community and scene is really, really great. I mean, people,
we talked about that yesterday.
Man, there's so many great places to go. There, and then there's a lot of really, really
good
bands.
But the thing is,
we're
talking to the talent's always been here. They just didn't have the venues.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that's really true. And I think the reason you're not at the Automobile Gallery till October is they're booked till October.
Yeah.
I can't believe we've had that Daryl Burnett on here a number of times. And they just keep going and going with different festivals. I just, that's
one
just
after
something
another.
Else that's a, kind of special here. It's what, eight years old or something. Just very cool to have that.
And
here.
To his credit, too.
Oh, my God.
Daryl is just the nicest guy.
Yeah, great guy.
I mean, always just kind and very accommodating.
He wants Jim's BMW on display down there.
Because next to Bart's
Jim still feels a little chagrined when he pulls up at the homeless shelter in his BMW.
I hate that. Because I work there. It's like, I was with John one time. I said, I hate pulling up here when there's a line outside of people waiting to
eat. So he parked by the dumpster like nobody would notice.
We'll all pitch in and get you a gremlin.
That's what I need. Hey, quick plug on how to get a hold of you, Kevin. Watch your, and you too, Daddy.
Just Google Kevin Van Essen, the Talk of the Town, our whole schedules there.
Right.
Like I say, and put down the 26 Jackson Square, 11-1. We're going to have a fun summer afternoon.
We'll be there.
Kevin Van Ness, Daddy D.
Daddy
Great
D's.
Having you guys.
Yep, Daddy D's, daddydyds.com.
All right.
Beautiful.
Easy to find.
Quick break. Back
All right. Happy birthday, Mayor.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Summer, summer, summer.
Oh, yeah. Still got a chance to win $100 this hour in the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. They've got all the details for you. It's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets for $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of the grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation.
All right. So this hour's keyword is warm. W-A-R-M, warm. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play Stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword warm for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
This hour you're playing for $100. You've got till 8 o'clock, so 7 more minutes. Get those texts in to win. Good luck.
All right. Well, we're welcoming a special guest here, and as fun as this show is, we have to talk about some things that maybe aren't so great in our community, and that's homelessness. And I do think the community's doing better. And thanks to you, Beverly, who you run the Safe Parking Program. Is that what it's called?
Yes, Safe Place Parking Program is part of Wise Women Gathering Places programs.
And what you do is people who are in their cars that don't have a place to stay, you allow them to park in your lot. We're not going to disclose where the lot is, obviously, but it's got security, it's got bathrooms, and it's sad to see that, but it's a safe place to park.
Yes. Yeah. We had no idea it was going to be such a need. We found it's a real gap in our community. We thought it would be just a temporary COVID response back in 2020.
That's not a solution. That's temporary.
It's
temporary until we find more housing for people.
Hey, but
like
if it's warm and safe, they'll take it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Well, you want it to be safe. I mean,
a place to belong, because they get shooed off residential streets, shooed off business business parking lots.
Yeah. And tell our listeners, it's not just women. I mean, there's kids in the car.
There's kids. There's a real cross-section, men and women. Some people with their pets, it's just they can't part with their pets. So there's so many different stories that are on the lot. Some are working, trying to get their security deposit or find a place. With the 4% vacancy, it's so hard to find a place right now. Some just come and spend a few weeks or months, and then we don't see them again. Some come every month, a couple nights, as they need it.
Hey, so is this year-round?
It is, yeah.
Okay, but are you seeing an increase, or what?
Every year we've had an increase.
That's too
every
bad.
Winter, every summer, it goes down in the winter. As soon as the shelters close, we jumped 10 cars.
Yeah, you can't use plural on shelters. There's only one shelter that closes here, and that's St. John's. Everybody else stays open.
Right, okay.
So it's just one shelter that closes, and that causes a spike. And we're dealing with that, too, at New Community. You need some help with this, though, right? Because there's a cost. You must have insurance costs.
Yeah, we had a blip last year where our insurance, we had to find new insurance. And then when we did, it was a lot more. So it's $5,000 for just the lot for the insurance. So,
right. And then you have to have, obviously, security.
We have safety monitors on site. Yep, they check them in, and then they check them out. And when we started, we were there, had them there the whole time the parkers were there. But as time went, we've navigate, you know, funding, a patchwork of funding and the need. So we're there more on the weekends. And so,
can I ask you a quick question? One quick question. Cause I had somebody a couple of years ago when I was at a home in Appleton, and it was like miserably below zero and there was no place for this guy and he's going to be sleeping in his truck. Yeah. And I brought him sleeping bags and whatever. And I thought, but could you still, he might die of exposure. I didn't know what to do. What do you do on those unbelievably cold nights with people in their cars?
So we have electrical outlets on one side of the lot so they can plug in with electric blankets. We've got people who donate electric blankets for them.
Fantastic.
We also have those portable batteries, Jackery brand. And we charge them during the day and loan them out to the parkers during the night.
Beautiful, but it's awful that's going on in Green Bay.
Right, but
this is a pretty wealthy community. Well, the whole country is wealthy. There's two people that we want to connect with today, and one is I want to just give out the number. If you need a safe place to park tonight or tomorrow or the rest of the summer, and that they could just call you at, you want a different number here? Okay, 920-883-7202. So that's Safe Place Parking Program, 920-883-7200. The other thing, they need money. I mean, all nonprofits need money, and yours is a huge campaign, what, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. That's very doable. But if you want to donate to this really worthy cause, it's 920-490-0627, and that's your phone.
Yeah, that'll get
I know, I called you.
Get you to us, yep. And then on our website as well, we have a button. There's two buttons, so if you want to designate it straight for safe parking, push that button on our website.
All right. This is sad, but I'm glad you're doing this. And what is the ultimate plan, though? Is it to get more housing, or what do you think it is? You say 4% vacancy, that's not bad. I mean, that's bad.
It's bad. Anything. We just had the author of the book, Housing is a Homeless Problem. And anything below 5%, we're going to continue to see homelessness increase in Green Bay. So it's a bigger issue. Our community needs to build housing so that... And that will impact the homelessness rate.
Well, thanks for what you're doing. I think this is something that we need. We talked about places for the people to use. We talked about donating. Do you need volunteers, people help as well?
That would be great. Yeah, that would be great. Volunteers. We do have some community groups that come in and bring a hot meal a few nights a week. And Salvation Army brings a breakfast once a week. We are open to volunteers to help with the safety monitor role, which would reduce some of our operating costs. We're so thankful to the Oneida Nation letting us use that parking lot for the purpose. So, we're always open to new ways. Gas cards are appreciated for the parkers at different times. So,
wow. That's, I don't know, breaks my heart to hear that, but.
I love the fact you have those heater type things.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't think I slept that night when I had to leave that guy wondering what was going to happen to him.
Yeah.
And there was no other place that would take him. This was down in Appleton.
And there's a real nice sense of community. The parkers take care of each other.
Sure.
You know, they're letting each other know where there's resources. We have our safety monitors who can connect them to resources as well.
Hey, when we had a guy in here who was about 6'3", about 260 pounds, and he said he was afraid sleeping outside at night. It's like... I don't care how tough you think you are. There's a different feeling,
it's dangerous.
But so vulnerable.
It can be. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for what you're doing here, Beverly. This is the great thing. This is, again, you really run the Wise Women Gathering Place. And then the Safe Place Parking Program is something that you're doing here. And we need that. So, again, just 920-883-7202.
Thanks for what you do.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. People like you in the community that are so important.
It is.
Thank you. I'm the mayor. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.